So the Lord is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. So this is our hymn and greetings today as we celebrate this Easter. Easter liturgy is the greatest and most noble of all solemnities. Today we are joyful and hopeful because all our preparations, sacrifices, and anticipation culminated in this most significant and the center of our faith. Without the resurrection, we are not complete. This is the ultimate symbol of God's love for us. We are saved. We are redeemed by the Son of God. According to Pope Francis, on the evening of Holy Thursday, as we enter the Easter Triduum, we relive the Mass known as in Cena Domini, that is the Mass in which we commemorate the Last Supper. What happened there in that moment? It is the evening when Christ left his disciples the testament of his love in the Eucharist, not as a memento, but as a memorial, as his everlasting presence. In this sacrament, Jesus substituted the sacrificial victim, the Paschal Lamb, with himself, his body, his blood, who grant us salvation from the slavery of sin and death. It is the evening in which he asks us to love one another by becoming servants to one another, as he did in washing the disciples' feet, a gesture that anticipates his bloody oblation on the cross. And indeed, the Master and Lord will die on the next day to purify the feet, but the hearts and the entire life of his disciples. It was an oblation of service to us all, because with that service of his sacrifice, he redeemed us all. Then Good Friday is a day of penance, fasting, and prayer. Through the text of the sacred scripture and the liturgical prayers, we as though gathered on Calvary to commemorate the redemptive passion and death of Jesus Christ. In the intensity of the rite of the liturgical action, the crucifix presented to us to adore. And adoring the cross, we relive the journey of the innocent Lamb sacrificed for our salvation. Then Holy Saturday is a day of silence. There's a great silence throughout the world, a silence lived by the first disciples in mourning and bewilderment, shocked by Jesus' ignominious death. Holy Saturday is also Mary's day. She too lived in tears, but her heart was full of faith, full of hope, full of love. The mother of Jesus had followed her son along the way of sorrows and remained at the foot of the cross with her soul pierced. But when it all seemed to be over, she kept watch. She kept vigil in expectation, maintaining her hope in the promise of God, who raises the dead. Thus, in the world's darkest hour, she became the mother of believers, the mother of the church, and the sign of hope. Her witness and her intercession sustain us when the weight of the cross becomes too heavy for each one of us. In the darkness of Holy Saturday, joy and light will break through with the rites of the Easter Vigil. And in the late evening, the festive hymn of the Hallelujah. It will be the encounter in faith with the risen Christ, and the joy of Easter will continue for all throughout the following 50 days until the coming of the Holy Spirit. He who was crucified is risen. All questions and uncertainties, hesitations and fears are dispelled by this revelation. The risen one gives us the certainty that good always triumphs over evil, that life always conquers death, and that it is not our end to descend lower and lower from sorrow to sorrow, but rather to rise up high. The risen one is the confirmation that Jesus is right in everything, in promising us life beyond death and forgiveness beyond sins. By his resurrection, Jesus Christ defeated death and evil that brought hope and blessings. The holy women witnessed the resurrection and shared that good news to others. They proclaim it throughout their lives. Mary Magdalene announced that news to the disciples. I have seen the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, that is also the invitation of the risen Lord to us. Be proclaimers of the good news to others. Today, in all masses, we end with sending off the faithful with go forth. The mass is ended. Alleluia, alleluia. In which we all respond, thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. This is now our part to proclaim to the whole world that Christ is risen. This is now our mission to share the gospel of joy to everyone by living it every day of our lives. Like the holy women, we need to live and proclaim it to all the whole world. So as in our responsorial psalm, my brothers and sisters, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us all be witnesses of the resurrection. Let us all be Easter people, joyful, happy, and hopeful. So in behalf of Father Jonathan, Deacon Stephen and Tom, and our staff, I would like to greet you. Happy Easter, and may the risen Lord continue shower you with endless blessings. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia.